In today's specialty crop news, warmer winters are also contributing to the high navel orange worm pressure that experts believe almond growers will see this year. As less moisture and higher low temperature thresholds continue over the last few winters, so does the lower winter die-off rate for pests. Cooperative Extension IPM advisor Emily Sims says that weather shift is making management in the Sacramento Valley challenging.
That's one of the big concerns here is it's a combination of warmer temperatures, so you're getting less mortality due to freezing and cold, and then largely a lot of less mortality due to mold and natural sources of rotting that can impact not only the food source, those nuts, but can also lead to mortality of the worms that overwinter inside those nuts. So what's happening is we're starting every spring with much higher overwintering populations that simply haven't died off compared to years where we do get quite a bit of moisture. In addition to that, our continuously dry weather makes sanitation practices more difficult. Those mummies stick a little tighter to the trees, are harder to shake out, get on the ground. Growers in our area historically have been able to just shake mummies onto the ground and then allow our normal moisture to do a lot of work. But at this point, we're not getting that moisture, so not only do we need to work harder to get the mummies out of the trees, but now we actually have to disc them in to create a lot more mortality of the navel orange worms.
Sim says in a nutshell, the pest is starting earlier with more populations and growing faster through the season, meaning more generations of the bug.
We, right now, are anticipating egg laying for the fourth generation to start as early as August and even early to mid-August. And so I just spoke with some growers today, and they're starting nonpareil shakes within the next week or two. So that's a little bit ahead of what we expect for fourth generation. However, at fourth generation, egg laying may occur while those nuts are still drying in the orchard, and they will lay on those nuts on the ground.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.